"Here they are," cried the sergeant, struggling at the bottom of a ditch. "Surrender, you two, and curse you for a pair of wild beasts. Come out of it." Water and mud were flying, curses were being shouted, and blows were being struck, when some more men went down into the ditch to help their sergeant, and dragged out, separately, my convict and the other one. "Mind," said my convict, wiping blood from his face with his sleeve. "I took him. I gave him up to you. Mind that." "He'll do you small good, my man," replied the sergeant. "Handcuffs there." "I don't want it to do me any good," said my convict with a greedy laugh. "As long as he knows it, that's enough for me." The other convict seemed to be bruised and torn all over. He could not so much as get his breath to speak until they were both separately handcuffed. "Take notice, guard. He tried to murder me," were the first words he said.
"Try to murder him?" replied my convict. "Me? Try and not do it. I took him and gave him up. That's what I did. I dragged him back."
"He tried to kill me," interrupted the other. "I should have been a dead man if you had not come up."
"Shut up, the pair of you," the sergeant said shortly. "Light those torches, you."
As one of the soldiers, who carried a basket instead of a gun, went down on his knees to open it, my convict looked round him for the first time and saw me. I had got down from Joe's back and stood on the edge of the ditch. I looked at him and slightly moved my hands and shook my head to let him know that I was innocent. He gave me a look that I did not understand, and it all passed in a moment. The soldier with the basket soon got a light, and torches were handed round. It had been almost dark before, but now it seemed quite dark. Before we moved, four of the soldiers fired twice into the air. Soon we saw other torches burning at some distance behind us, and more on the marshes on the opposite bank of the river.
"All right," said the sergeant. "March!"